Video: Arizona horse instructor accused of sexual conduct with minors. By Amy Furr on July 25, 2022. A horse instructor has been accused of sexual conduct with two minors in Yuma, Arizona. During a court appearance on Thursday, 25-year-old Michaela Yablonsky was charged with three felonies and two misdemeanors, KIMA reported. The outlet said Yablonsky was formally charged now with three counts of sexual conduct with a minor, which allegedly started in February and happened through July of this year. The woman also faced charges of public sexual indecency and indecent exposure. In a social media post on Tuesday, the Yuma County Sheriff's Office detailed the case. On Monday, July 18, 2022, at approximately 1:52 p.m., Yuma County Sheriff's Office investigators arrested and booked Michaela Yablonsky, 25, of Yuma, Arizona, into the Yuma County Detention Center for sexual abuse, sexual conduct with a minor, public sexual indecency, and indecent exposure with a victim who was 15 years of age or more. The investigation began as an assault, which led to the discovery of a sexual offense. Two 17-year-old male juveniles were identified as victims in the investigation. The mother of one of the alleged victims said, "My son and Michaela have been friends, and as far as I knew, that's all I thought it was." The defendant's lawyer noted how the young woman's family had ties in the area, adding she was the caretaker of six horses. Meanwhile, the suspect was being held on a $25,000 bond inside the Yuma County Detention Center. The mother of one of the alleged victims involved in the case said she asked her son if there was anything between him and Yablonsky. The answer she received was they were simply friends. According to the Rape, Abuse and Incest National Network, RAIN, studies have found that people between the ages of 12 to 34 are at the highest risk when it came to sexual violence. Per the KIMA report, Yablonsky's parents were in court where her mother said, "She is innocent until proven guilty," adding their family had received death threats. The young woman was scheduled to appear in court again on Friday.